Good evening, everyone, and welcome to E-Communications Sports Coverage of the Liberty Boys Invitational Basketball Tournament. It's time for some Alton Comet basketball. The Comets come in the number 2 seed to battle the Summersville Wildcats. Our game tonight brought to you by Paint Masters Collision Repair Center in Alton, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Alton and Thayer, the Alton Bank, the Fuel Express, Alton Auto Parts, Simpson's True Value, Hollis Insurance, Shelter Insurance, Norm Hollis in Alton, the Cornfred Rascal Restaurant on the Square, and Monty's Outdoors of West Plains. We're just about 6 minutes away from the tip-off. It's the Alton Comets and the Summersville Wildcats. The winners move into the semifinals. The losers drop into the consolation bracket here in the 49th annual Liberty Boys Invitational Basketball Tournament. We're going to take our first break of the evening. We'll come back and catch up on the games that have already happened here today in just 2 minutes. You're listening to Alton Comet Basketball on Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for kayakers, car dealers, grocery baggers, and mail carriers. We're for teachers, preachers, students, and singers. Armed service members, you bet we're for you. We're for people who shake your hand and say hello, not because they know you, but because they don't. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. And don't worry, we're still for farmers, too. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Are you in the mood for some home-cooked food, but you just don't feel like cooking or cleaning up? Well, go to the Cornfed Rascal Restaurant on the Square in Alton. They're open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. They feature a lunch buffet Monday through Friday and a dinner buffet Thursday and Friday starting at 5 p.m. It's the Cornfed Rascal Restaurant. Check them out on Facebook, keep up with their specials, and there you'll find some of their reviews. Great from scratch food, great buffet, great customer service. The Cornfed Rascal Restaurant. On the Square in Alton.
Looking for a new propane heater? Right now, Simpson True Value has a 30,000 BTU tank top propane heater for just $49.99 that features double burner heads that swivel independently and offers variable control for 18,000 or 26,000 or 30,000 BTUs while supplies last. Power up with this great bargain of the month at Simpson True Value in Alton. Stop by and see them today.
If your savings aren't earning high rates, isn't it about time they did? At Alton Bank, we have money market deposit accounts that will meet your needs. Right now, we are running special rates, and we don't want you to miss out on this opportunity. This is a variable rate account where the rate can increase as rates rise. Drop by and we can discuss details and requirements. Let us set you up with an account to make your money grow. Alton Bank, a bank worth changing for, member FDIC.
And back here at the Liberty Boys Invitational Tournament, sitting high above the floor here in the Eagles' Nest. We're about 3.5 minutes away from the tip-off here for Alton Comet basketball here on Ecom Sports Network on this Tuesday night. Take a look at the bracket, how things have gone so far today. Earlier today, in the JV bracket, it was Liberty beating the Missouri the Mountain Home Christian Academy, and it was Alton, the game that just finished a few minutes ago, the Alton JV Comets, a winners over Summersville, 63-32, and of course last night, Houston got a win over Eminence, so the semifinals are set in the Liberty JV Tournament. Thayer will play Liberty in one semifinal, Alton will play Houston in the other. Mountain Home Christian Academy, by way of a bye in the consolation round, will go right to the consolation game on Saturday. Summersville and Eminence will play in the other consolation semifinal. In the varsity bracket earlier today, it was Liberty over Mountain Home Christian Academy, 84-53. So the Liberty Eagles playing on their home hardwood, they lit it up tonight, 84-53 over Mountain Home Christian Academy. Of course, last night, Thayer Bobcats beat Winona 63-22. So Thayer and Liberty will play in the varsity tournament semifinals. And then Mammoth Spring, a winner by two over Eminence last night in a game in which Alex Miro hit two free throws with 2 seconds left to seal the victory. So Mammoth Spring moves into the winner's bracket semifinal. They will play the winner of our game between the Alton Comets and the Summersville Wildcats. And as of yet, we do not know exactly when they're going to play those semifinal games. It'll be either Thursday or Friday. And the word I'm getting is that we will find out first thing tomorrow morning. All right, the Alton Comets from the Summersville Wildcats getting ready to do battle here. Alton coming in the number two seed. Summersville would be the number seven seed in the tournament. And it should be a good ball game. Two teams playing out of the Big Springs Conference. They're very familiar with each other. They played already once this year, I believe, and Alton was a winner. But the Comets, we talked to Coach Hollis, and he said, we got a little bit of flu going through the Comets. So we'll see how that affects them on the floor here tonight. And that seems to be kind of the case in high school basketball right now. The flu seems to be affecting just about every team out there. I'm going to take another break. We'll be back with your starting lineups in just 2 minutes. You're listening to Alton Comet Basketball on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you hear the old vendors bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. When I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care. Down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most, see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They offer a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, as well as ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges. Your one stop for conservation, Hunt Brothers Pizza, catering, and more. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
It's the place there's no place else like, home. It's a circle of chairs around your fire pit where all the do you remembers get passed around like bowls of ice cream. It's bacon and eggs in the skillet, crackling along with the laughter.
At Shelter Insurance, we don't just insure your home, we insure all the memories that live inside it. Ask your agent for details. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Hey, we're back here getting ready for tonight's game. Both teams taking the floor to tip it off here. They're kind of getting things started a little bit early. And we'll check the starting lineups as we go along here for the Alton Comets. Just to let you know, if you're a Comet fan, same lineup we've seen all year. It'll be Drew Clary, Andy Morrison, Kanan Heck, Eli King, and Colby Cronodal, the big man in the middle. And the 6'9 senior wins the tip. Alton with it for the first offensive possession of the night. Andy Morrison takes the top of the key. Summersville going to sit back and play looks like a little zone defense. Alton will have to shoot over the top. Comets working around in the left corner for Drew Clary. Droopy fires one for three. It's no good. Rebound comes out long, and Eli King's got it. And we're going to get a foul on Summersville in the scramble after the loose ball. Foul's on number 30. That is Patrick Hawkins. And here's your starting lineup for the Summersville Wildcats. It'll be Isaac Beavers, Dylan Cook, Tristan Duncan, John Prisco, and Patrick Hawkins. Alton inbounds the basketball to Heck in the corner. It's out to Clary. Now back to Heck in the corner. Dinking a dribble drive toward the bucket. Kicks it back out to Clary for three. That one's good! Drew Clary hits a three-pointer out of the left wing. And the Alton Comets jump on top early. And the Comets going to apply full court pressure here. That 2-2-1. And a tip pass is picked up by Summersville. They get it down to Beavers. Beavers short jumper. No good. Rebound. Cook back up and in. I'm sorry. It was Hawkins. No, it was Duncan. Duncan, number 11, gets credit for the bucket. Alton with basketball now. Working to the top of the key to Eli King. He'll go back to Clary. Clary off to Andy Morrison in the corner. Tries the dribble drive down the baseline. Gets cut off. Needs it back out. Now inside for Chernobyl. Chernobyl has the ball tipped away, but he gets it back. He's outside to Heck. Heck going top of the key now to King, and the Comets will reset the offense. 6:44 to go in the first quarter. Alton up 3-2 over Summersville here. Winner moves to the semifinals of the Liberty Boys Invitational Tournament, the 49th annual. Alton working on a primer, got the ball to Kanan Heck, runs down the baseline, hangs in the air, shoots over the defense, it's good. Kanan Heck with a nice baseline drive, and Kanan with his first bucket early here. We're 2 minutes, actually we're about a minute 50 into the first quarter. Alton with a 5-2 lead. Summersville with the ball. Way out front is Patrick Hawkins, number 30. He'll give it up to Duncan. Duncan goes left side to Prisco. Prisco dumping it up back off to Duncan. Duncan going into the lane for Hawkins, cutting down the middle. His shot is up. Bothered and no good. Rebound controlled by Eli King. Here come the Comets. Andy Morrison all the way down the floor, right side of the lane. Throws up a shot, no good. Kernoble rebounds, kicks it out to Heck for three, and it's good. Kane and Heck has hit his first two shots tonight. The Alton Comets with the early 8-2 lead here. Summersville with it in the backcourt against the press. They give it across the timeline to Cook. Cook, he's on the right side wing, and now a cross-court pass will be stolen by Eli King, and Eli trying to get out on the break with the ball is going to be held by number 24, John Prisco. And if Eli would have got loose right there, we might have seen a dunk. Early in the game, legs fresh, and he would have had a clear run to the basket. So Prisco just reached out and grabbed him, keep him from going and shooting at least a layup. Alton off the inbound, non-shooting foul, swinging around the horn. Heck's got it on the right wing. Back over to King on the left side. King backs down to the defender, gives it back out to Heck. Top of the key for three. That one's off the front rim, no good. King goes to get the rebound, puts it back up and in. Eli King with his first shoot. And the Comets out to an 8-point lead early. 3 minutes into the first quarter here at the Liberty High School, Mountain View Birch Street. Summersville breaks the press this time, got the ball over on the left side. Long shot is up and no good. And the rebound is going to go off the hands of the Alton Comets out of bounds. Nice play by Summersville. Number 30 out there, Patrick Hawkins, jumped out of bounds and saved that one in off the leg of Colby Kernodle. So Summersville inbound. They got it to Beavers. Beavers will feed out to Prisco and run it left side and then get it right back. They'll take it out here midcourt. The Big Eagle in the middle of the floor here at Mountain View Birch Street and Liberty High School. They send the ball on the right side now to Patrick Hawkins. Hawkins, best player for these Summersville Wildcats. He bounces one down in the corner to Cook. Cook back out to Duncan. Duncan will take it to the top of the key on the dribble. 4:28 to go in the quarter. They bounce it to the high post for Hawkins. Hawkins down the left side. Shot blocked. Rebound picked up by the Alton Comets. Here they go on the break. Eli King kicks it down to Heck in the corner. Now LeClary trailing the play for three. That one's off the back rim. No good. And rebound taken by Summersville's Dylan Cook. They'll give it up to John Prisco, who brings it into the front court. 4 minutes to go. First quarter. Alton with a 8-point lead, 10-2. Summersville with the basketball. Hawkins trying to go cross-court with a pass. That one is deflected and goes out of bounds off the hands of Eli King. Oh, he got up high for that ball. They were trying to lob it all the way over the zone, and he knocked it out of bounds. First substitution of the game, Dalton Sharp will check in for Alton, and Colby Kernodle goes out. Coach Norm Hollis always rotating those players in and out, keeping fresh legs on the floor as much as possible. Summersville now with the basketball off the inbound. Hawkins has got it way out front, looking to make a move to the bucket. Andy Morrison's all over him. And now Andy knocks it away. Loose ball on the floor and a scramble. We're going to get a travel called on Andy Morrison. It'll be Summersville ball. Andy with a quick hands poked that away from Hawkins. Now scramble for it on the floor. Andy ripped it away from him and then rolled over, and that is a travel in high school basketball. Can't roll over with the ball. But he couldn't help it. Didn't do it on purpose, ref. Summersville with the ball, 3:27 to go. Hawkins takes it to the right side, bounces one down to the baseline. Nice play, got it down inside. Number 11, Tristan Duncan, hits one. A little yo-yo shot up off the window. And he's going to be fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line and try to complete a three-point play. Substitution for Alton as Andy Morrison will check out. Jed Montgomery in for the first time. That was on Dalton Sharp, who just checked in a moment ago. His first of the game. Number 11, Tristan Duncan at the free throw line. Free throw is good. So Duncan with all five of the Summersville points here early. 3:20 to go in the first quarter. It's a 10-5 Alton Comet lead. Comet swinging it around the horn down the left side for Clary. Clary to Jed Montgomery. Montgomery back out, chop to Heck. Heck back to Montgomery in the corner. He'll bring it out to the wing on the dribble. Feed it back to Heck, top of the key. Brings it right side to Drew Clary. Clary on the wing, holds it high. Goes cross court to Eli King. King driving down the baseline, gets stopped. Kicks it back out top to Montgomery. And now to Clary. Clary over to Heck. Collis working around the perimeter. How about dump one down inside, trying to get to Dalton Sharp. And the ball goes out of bounds. Sharp couldn't hang on, and the Comets turned it over with 2:47 to go in the first period, and full court pressure again by the Alton Comets, trying to wear down the Summersville Wildcats. All comes up court. Here's a long pass. They got it up to Duncan. Duncan tries to drive the baseline. Comets get back and cut him off. Gets it back outside to Hawkins. Hawkins down near midcourt. He'll start the offense from there, swinging on the left wing for Duncan. Back to Hawkins. Now down in the corner to the wing. Passed into the middle. Stolen by Kanan Heck. And the Comets on the semi-break. They kick it up to Drew Clary. Oh, and that one goes through Drew's hands and out of bounds. And substitution again for Alton. Kason Kinder will check in as Kanan Heck goes out. And Brandon DeWolf checks into the ballgame. So Comets with only one starter on the floor right now. That is Drew Clary. Summersville coming with it. Duncan steps into the lane. Bounces one down inside. The ball is stolen by DeWolf. He's off on the break. Bounces it over to Montgomery. Running the floor. Left-hand layup is good. Well, Jed Montgomery and Brandon DeWolf running the break to perfection. And Alton back up by 7. Summersville with the ball. Here's a tip ball picked up by Summersville in the backcourt. They'll get it down to Duncan. Duncan gives it up in the corner. Gets it right back. And now feeds it out to Hawkins out near midcourt right in front of the scorer's table. Minute 40 to go here in the first quarter. Summersville trying to kind of take the air out of the ball here. And here's a tip pass. Goes into the backcourt again. Jed Montgomery got a hand on that one. Loose ball picked up by Summersville to get it to Duncan. Duncan into the lane. Whistle and a foul. It's a charge. A player control foul called on Tristan Duncan, number 11 for Summersville. And now Kanan Heck checks back in the ballgame. Drew Clary out for the Alton Comets. Comet basketball tonight brought to you by the Fuel Express at Alton, Alton Auto Parts, and Simpson's True Value. 12-5, Comets with the lead. And the basketball. Kanan Heck's got it on the left wing. He's out top to Montgomery. He'll swing it over to DeWolf. Looks inside, looking to get it to Sharp. Couldn't get him open in the low block. Gets it back outside. Montgomery out to Kinder. Kinder, dribble drive to the free throw line. Dumps it down to Heck in the corner on the right side of the floor. He'll dribble out to the wing. Gives it on top to DeWolf for three. It's good. Brandon DeWolf with a second three-pointer of the night for the Alton Comets. Well, the third three-pointer made by the team. First by DeWolf. And here's the pass in the middle for Summersville as they broke the press. Deflected out of bounds by Kinder. And the Wildcats will inbound the ball down under the bucket with 55 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Quick first quarter play. Hawkins to inbound for Summersville. Got it to Duncan in the corner. Three-point ball is good. Number 11, Tristan Duncan, has scored all 8 points for Summersville. Well, they called it a two. They just called that a two, so make it 7 points for Summersville. Alton with the basketball now. 37 seconds to go in the first quarter. 15-8. Alton with the lead. And ball Montgomery steps in the lane. Kicks it back out to DeWolf. DeWolf, little baseline drive. Spins away from the defense. Kicks it out and around the horn to Kanan Heck. 24 seconds to go in the quarter. Alton may hold it for the final shot here. Montgomery gets going to hold it out near midcourt. Summersville still sitting back. No, DeWolf is going to shoot the three, and it's good. Nobody jumped out on Brandon DeWolf, and he nailed another three. His second one of the quarter. Summersville breaks the press. Got it out to Duncan for three. That one's no good. Kinder rebounds. Here's a shot from half court. And it is, almost went in. I don't think it would have counted if it did go. And that's the end of our first quarter play. Our score, 18-8. Alton Comets with a lead over Summersville here at the Liberty Boys Invitational Tournament. We'll take time out back with your second quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Make room for spring at Monty's Outdoors. Stock up and save 30% on wintertime essentials like gloves, beanies, and Under Armour cold gear base layers. Save 40% on Columbia fleece, vest, and Omni Heat coats. And take 40% off insulated camo. Check out the newest arrivals from Costa, Smartwool, PFG Rainwear, and find a new favorite PFG hat. Over 300 to pick from starting at just $19. It's time to make room for spring at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Here we go. Second quarter just underway from the Liberty Boys Invitational Tournament. Alton with a 10-point lead as we open the second 8-minute frame. Somersville opens the quarter with a basketball. And there's a steal on a pass into the middle. Thomas get it down to Kanan Hack. Hack to the trailer. That is Clary. Puts it up. It's in, and he's fouled. Nice play down there by Kanan Hack. He got caught the long pass, but it was too far under the bucket to shoot. And he just flipped a little pass to Drew Clary coming on the left side. He hits the bucket and is fouled by number 10, Dylan Cook. So Clary with his second bucket of the night. He's got 5 points, and he'll go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Number 10 checks out of the game, Dylan Cook for Somersville. Check. Looks like number 22, Zach Craig, will check in. And the free throw for Clary is up and good. 6 points for Clary. DeWolf with six, Heck with five, and King with two. Montgomery with two. Alton Thomas spreading it around here tonight in the first half. Somersville breaks the full-court press again right down the middle of the floor. Goes Hawkins all the way to the rim. Couldn't hit the shot. And rebound controlled by Craig. He tried to dribble it. Goes off his foot, and the Comets have got the loose ball. Running the floor, Morrison to Clary at the top of the key. They'll dump it down inside to Colby Cronodal, and we're going to get an offensive foul on Colby Cronodal. Colby caught it down the block. He kind of lowered that shoulder and backed down the defender. They call him for an offensive foul. So Cronodal picks up his first foul of the night. And I think if he would have done that against somebody that was 6'5 or 6'7, that would not have been a foul. But since it was against a guy that's about 5'8, it looked a whole lot worse than it was. Anyway, offensive foul on Cronodal. Somersville with the ball. Non-shooting foul. They work it around the horn, get the ball down to Duncan. Duncan goes into the lane. His shot is going to be blocked by Cronodal, but we got a whistle and a travel call on Duncan before he got the shot. Official now explaining to Cronodal what he did on the offensive foul. And Colby says, okay. Alton with the basketball after the turnover at Somersville. Kanan Hex got it. Brings around in the left corner to Andy Morrison. Morrison back out to Clary. Over to the skip pass. Over to Kanan Hack back on top to Clary, looking left, now turns the ball right side to Hack. Out around the three-point line, back to Clary. Comets with four around the arch, just going around and around this defense. Now Clary inches a little closer, pulls up free throw line, jumper's good! Drew Clary, in every pass, they were just inching about a foot closer, and finally Clary got close enough, he nailed the jumper. There's a full-court press of the Alton Comets again. Somersville will break it. Craig gets it across the timeline on the dribble drive. Feeds it over to Prisco. Prisco holds it high out near midcourt. Now on the dribble drive, he lost it. Prisco trying to spin move and dribbled it out of bounds. 6 minutes to go in the first half. Alton leads it 23-8. They've outscored Somersville 5-0 in the first 2 minutes of the second quarter and have opened up the 15-point lead. Thomas working on the offensive end after another Wildcat turnover. Morrison in the left corner. He'll dribble out to the wing and feed it. And now goes around to the right side for Eli King. Back to Clary, top of the key. Now Morrison, he fakes the three, drives down to the baseline, gets cut off, and a foul going to be called on Somersville, number 24, John Prisco. Going to be called for the block. Non-shooting foul, that is the 15th foul on Somersville. So Alton will start shooting free throws after the next one. Comets have only been called for two fouls here in the first half. Eli King will trigger it in to the left side of the bucket. Holds it high, going to have to hurry down, brings it into Morrison way out front. Kicks it over to Kanan Hack. Hack going down inside, got it to Cronodal, but Cronodal's going to be fouled. It'll be a hold as Colby got free down in the low blocks. And Somersville is at a definite size disadvantage down there. Fouls on number 23, Trey Fisk, who had just checked into the game. Alton looking to inbound the ball. They'll bring it out front to Kanan Hack. Hack going down the middle of the lane. Hangs in the air. Shoots and scores. Nice move by Kanan Hack. He's got 7 points now. And the Somersville coming the other way. They break the full court pressure. Got it down into the corner. And there's a hook pass going out on top. And the ball almost stolen. Now it's stolen by Drew Clary. Outran two. Somersville Wildcats to the ball. Gives it up the floor to Morrison. He'll back it out. The Comets will reset the offense with 5 minutes to go here in the first half. It's been all Alton Comets here in this one. Clary going down the baseline. gets up in the air, a little jump pass down to Cronodal. Cronodal misses the shot, but he's fouled. I believe that's going to be on Fisk again, number 23. If it was on Fisk, that'll be his second. That is the seventh team foul on Summersville. The last three of them have been trying to guard Colby Cronodal in the paint. At 6'9", Summersville just doesn't have anybody to even come close to matching up to him. And the first free throw for Colby is good. First point of the night for Colby Cronodal. And the Alton Comets lead it now by 18, 26-8. They've played 3 minutes in the second quarter. Summersville has not scored in this quarter. Now the free throw is up and good for Colby Cronodal. And there's the buzzer, and he'll come out of the game as Ben Ash will check in for the first time for the Alton Comets. Well, the Alton Comets have gone about 10 deep already in the game. Yep. They've gone all 10 of the normal varsity players on the roster have played already in this game. And here's a long cross-court pass for Summersville. He got to Duncan. Duncan, no-look pass, trying to get it down low, deflected by the defense and out of bounds. Quick hands by Drew Clary on that play. And now Kaysen Kinder will check back in for Alton, and Drew Clary will go out. 4:51 to play. And the first half, Summersville to trigger it in. Number 30 right under the bucket, trying to bring it out front. It's stolen by Kanan Heck. Heck is then going to get fouled in the backcourt. And that was an excuse-me foul by Tristan Duncan. Tristan trying to come up from behind and knock that ball away from Kanan Heck, and he got him on the arm. And here's Kanan Heck to shoot the free throw. First one is up, and it's good. So Kanan shooting the 1-1. And another one to come. 4:48 to go. In the first quarter, second free throw is up, and it's good. That makes it 29-8. Alton with a 21-point lead over Summersville here. Summersville inbounds in the backcourt. Got it to Fisk. Fisk up the floor, and now gives it to Hawkins. Hawkins will back it back out of the lane. Cahill holds it on the dribble out near midcourt. Kicks it over to Fisk on the left side, going to the high post for Duncan. Duncan's spin move against Ash. Nice move to the bucket. And all Ben Ash could do was foul him on the play. That's a nice move down there by number 11, Tristan Duncan, who has scored all eight. They did give him a three on that shot a while ago, by the way. They did change that. He has scored all 8 points for Summersville and set to shoot a free throw here. The first one is up and no good. 4:27 to play in the half. Alton, 21-point lead. Summersville struggling here to score in the second quarter. After scoring 8 in the first, this one is up, and that breaks the ice. 9 points now by Duncan. All 9 of the points for Summersville. 4:24 to go in the first half. Alton will bring up and work against the zone of the Summersville Wildcats. Collins working at the top. Got the ball to the free throw line to Heck. Turns, gives it down inside to Eli King, and he scores. Eli King broke loose down the left baseline. Kane and Heck hitting with a pass in stride for the layup. Here comes Summersville breaking a full-court press, pass into the lane, deflected and out of bounds by Ben Ash. I was going to say off of Summersville out of bounds. And we got substitutions again for Alton. Jed Montgomery will check in. Dalton Sharp will go down and play there. So it's Jed Montgomery along with Ben Ash, Dalton Sharp, Kanan Heck, and Kaysen Kinder. Or the Alton Comets. I don't know if I've seen this combination with Ash and Sharp on the floor at the same time very often. Alton working around the perimeter. Montgomery to Kinder. Thought about the three. Doesn't take it. Feeds it down to Ash. Back out on top to Montgomery for three. That one rattles off the rim. No good. Rebound comes out long. Summersville's got it. Nice play there. They get it over to Hawkins. Hawkins driving the floor, and Montgomery takes it away from it. Jed going the other way. It's a 2-on-4. Pulls up, gets the Kinder, trailing the play for three. It's good. Oh, Kaysen Kinder, and a good look by Jed Montgomery. And it's 34-9. Alton Comets dominating Summersville here in the first round of the Liberty Boys Invitational. Here's a long shot for Duncan for Summersville. That is no good. Rebound taken by Kinder. He's out to Montgomery. Quick up the floor. Goes to the elbow. And travel. Now, got a little bit out of control, tried to stop and shuffle the feet, so the Comets will turn it over. Substitution here Kanan Heck will check out of the ball game, and Brandon DeWolf will check in. Well, that's instant offense right there. Brandon, instant offense, DeWolf. He's played just a little bit and has scored six, and he hit 2 3-pointers in the first quarter. Helped the Comets build the early big lead. Summersville works the ball up across the timeline. Comets pull off a full-court press, and they get it out to Hawkins out near midcourt. 2:47 to go in the half. Hawkins now comes to a double team, feeds the ball on the left side for Prisco. Prisco back to Hawkins, now to Prisco, back on top to Hawkins. Hawkins handles it to the top, spins down to the free throw line, dumps it down inside, nice play, and a bucket for Isaac Beavers. Isaac Beavers got the bucket, a nice feed. Alton down the floor in a hurry. Montgomery, right side to DeWolf. DeWolf back to Montgomery, he'll take it to the wing, now crossover dribble out to the top, feed it to Kinder. Kinder back over to Montgomery. Looking at cutters in the lane, nobody open. They'll give it to DeWolf down in the right corner. DeWolf with left-hand dribble approaches the bucket, puts up a short jumper, no good. Ash down the rebound. He couldn't follow it. Gets it again, goes up and gets fouled. He'll go to the free throw line and shoot two for the Alton Comets foul. I believe it's going to be on number 10, Cook. Yeah, Dylan Cook calls the foul. Ninth team foul on Summersville. And the Alton Comets, with 2 minutes to go, send Ben Ash to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. First one is up and good. Number 11, Ben Ash, his first point of the game. And it's 35-11 with 2:02 to go here in the first half. Ash rolls the ball, sets it on the right hand, pushes it up, and it is good. So Ash hits both free throws. And Summersville will inbound down by 25 points. 36-11. And there's a pass in the backcourt, all with a little bit of full court pressure, and it's off the hands of Summersville. Nope, off the hands of DeWolf and out of bounds. Summersville will inbound it again. Alton playing the full court pressure. Think about Coach Norm Hollis. Every game is like a live practice. They do what they do, and they're going to do it at 800 miles an hour. Summersville breaks the press here. That's the ball down to Beavers on the baseline. Pulled up with a jumper, no good. Dalton Sharp skies high for the rebound. Gives it out to Montgomery, up to Kinder, ahead of the play. Kinder will pull it up at the wing, feed it back out front, around to DeWolf on the right side wing. DeWolf with a bounce, and a bounce, and now feeds it over to Kinder. Kinder moving to the free throw line, kicks it back out to DeWolf, wide open, three more, yes sir, he's 3 for 3. Brandon DeWolf, 3 for 3 from three-point land, and he leads the Comets in scoring with 9 points here in the first half. Minute 14 to go. Makes it a 28-point Comet lead. Summersville with it on the right side. And a pass in the middle, stolen by Jed Montgomery. And then he has the ball poked away. It's loose on the floor. We get a travel call on Summersville. Number 0, Clayton Brumble, got that ball on the floor and then tried to roll over and make a pass. You can't roll over. That's travel. 1 minute exactly to play in the first half. Alton with the basketball and a 28-point lead. Here's Montgomery making a break for the basket. He's going to be held by Clayton Brumble, number 0. And they'll send Jed Montgomery to the free throw line. Jed has 2 points in the ballgame tonight. The only Comet that has played, actually there are two that have played that have not scored, Dalton Sharp and Andy Morrison. Good balance scoring up and down the lineup here in the first half. 8 different players have scored in the game. First free throw for Jed Montgomery, front end of the 1-1. It is good. Right, so Montgomery with the free throw. And now the Alton Comets going to commit a foul out on the open floor. Number 30 out there, Hawkins. I'm trying to look at the scoring. So, yeah, Montgomery with 3 points now. They disallowed the first free throw. No, he just missed it. He was shooting two. Okay, that's right. It was 10 fouls. Well, he was shooting two, and he missed the first one. And hits the second one. 40 seconds to go. Summersville will inbound the ball here. First half coming to a close here at the Liberty Boys Invitational. It's been all Alton Comets, and this one looks like they'll move to the semifinals to play the Mammoth Spring Bears. Summersville with it, working it into the lane. Short jumper by Bramble is up and good. Brumble with a little fadeaway jumper in the lane. Alton's got the ball back. Up by 27. 16 seconds to go. They'll obviously hold it for the final shot of the half. Got out on top to DeWolf. He's been red hot. He may be the guy to take it here. DeWolf will cross over. Dribble moves in the lane. Kick it back out to Montgomery for three. That one rattles off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Alton. Shot is up. No. And that'll do it for the first half. It's the Alton Comets with a lead at the half, 40-13 over the Summersville Wildcats. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in just about 2 minutes. You're listening to Alton Comet Basketball on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you in the mood for some home-cooked food, but you just don't feel like cooking or cleaning up? Well, go to the Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant on the Square in Alton. They're open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. They feature a lunch buffet Monday through Friday and a dinner buffet Thursday and Friday starting at 5 p.m. It's the Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant. Check them out on Facebook, keep up with their specials, and there you'll find some of their reviews. Great from scratch food, great buffet, great customer service. The Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant on the Square in Alton.
Are you running low on dog food? Then stop in Simpson's True Value and pick up a 47-pound bag of Alpo dry dog food for just $19.99. Alpo provides your dog with 100% complete and balanced nutrition, and it has a meaty taste that your dog will love. Shop this bargain of the month while supplies last at Simpson True Value in Alton.
If your savings aren't earning high rates, isn't it about time they did? At Alton Bank, we have money market deposit accounts that will meet your needs. Right now, we are running special rates, and we don't want you to miss out on this opportunity. This is a variable rate account where the rate can increase as rates rise. Drop by and we can discuss details and requirements. Let us set you up with an account to make your money grow. Alton Bank, a bank worth changing for, member FDIC.
Let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I've been one up, I take it to the folks who really care. Down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
And we're back here at the Liberty High School Gym, Mountain View Berkshire, the 49th annual Liberty Boys Invitational Basketball Tournament. This is the final game of the first round. Of course, last night there were three games. There have been four games here tonight. And the Alton Comets look like they're on the way into the semifinals, or at least they're halfway to the semifinals, as they lead it here over the Summersville Wildcats by a score of 40-13. Comets opened up red hot, scoring 18 points in the first quarter, and then scored 22 in the second quarter, thanks to the hot shooting of Brandon DeWolf. Brandon leads the Comets tonight with 9 points. He is 3-for-3, actually 3-for-4, shooting the three-pointers tonight. Drew Clary and Kanan Heck have each scored 8 for the Comets, so good balanced scoring up and down the lineup as 8 different Comets have scored in the first half of this ball game. For Summersville, they've been struggling to get the ball in the bucket, and they're led by Tristan Duncan, who's got 9 of the 13 for Summersville. So the Wildcats take a little bit better care of the ball. They want to get back in this ball game in the second half. And Alton, they're just firing on all cylinders here this evening. Winner of this game will move into the semifinals to take on the Mammoth Spring Bears. The other varsity tournament semifinal set, the Thayer Bobcats and the Liberty Eagles. That'll be a good one. Of course, we'll have that game for you on K-Country 95 Radio right here on the Ecom Sports Network. All right, we're going to take another break. You're listening to Alton Comet Basketball on the Ecom Sports Network. We'll be back in just 2 minutes.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most? See Alton Gun and Paw. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They offer a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, as well as ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges. Your one stop for conservation. Hunt Brothers Pizza, catering, and more. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
It's the place there's no place else like, home. It's the circle of chairs around your fire pit, where all the Do You Remembers get passed around like bowls of ice cream. It's bacon and eggs in the skillet, crackling along with the laughter.
At Shelter Insurance, we don't just insure your home, we insure all the memories that live inside it. Ask your agent for details. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Make room for spring at Monty's Outdoors. Stock up and save 30% on wintertime essentials like gloves, beanies, and Under Armour cold gear base layers. Save 40% on Columbia fleece, vest, and Omni Heat coats. And take 40% off insulated camo. Check out the newest arrivals from Costa, Smartwool, PFG Rainwear, and find a new favorite PFG hat. Over 300 to pick from starting at just $19. It's time to make room for spring at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
And we're back after the timeout. It's halftime of our game here on the E-Town Sports Network. The Alton Comets lead Summersville by a score of 40-13 at the intermission. Take a look at our first half scoring for Summersville. They're led by Tristan Duncan. He has scored 9 of their 13 points. Isaac Beavers with 2. Clayton Brumble with 2. For the Alton Comets, they're led by Brandon DeWolf off the bench with 9. He's had 3 three-pointers. Kanan Heck and Drew Clary have each added 8. Then 4 points for Eli King, 2 for Colby Cronodal, 3 for Kaysen Kinder, 3 for Jed Montgomery, and 2 for Ben Ash. Again, Alton went leading 40-13 here at the intermission. We'll take one more break. Back with your second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, tutors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, 2 stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the boot heel. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Are you in the mood for some home-cooked food, but you just don't feel like cooking or cleaning up? Well, go to the Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant on the Square in Alton. They're open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. They feature a lunch buffet Monday through Friday and a dinner buffet Thursday and Friday starting at 5 p.m. It's the Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant. Check them out on Facebook, keep up with their specials, and there you'll find some of their reviews. Great from scratch food, great buffet, great customer service. The Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant. On the Square in Alton.
If you're ready to organize your home or garage, you'll want to stop in Simpson True Value in Alton for these great bargains of the month. Right now, Sterlite 18-gallon storage totes are only $5.99 each. The stackable totes come in melon, blue, or hazelwood and are perfect for clothes or household goods. Stock up while supplies last at Simpson's True Value in Alton. Stop by and see them today.
If your savings aren't earning high rates, isn't it about time they did? At Alton Bank, we have money market deposit accounts that will meet your needs. Right now, we are running special rates, and we don't want you to miss out on this opportunity. This is a variable rate account where the rate can increase as rates rise. Drop by and we can discuss details and requirements. Let us set you up with an account to make your money grow. Alton Bank, a bank worth changing for, member FDIC.
Back here at the Liberty Boys Invitational Basketball Tournament, and second half already underway. They have started a few seconds early. Drew Clary trying to make a move down the baseline. Got fouled by Patrick Hawkins. Second foul on Hawkins. Alton with the basketball working around the perimeter of that Summersville zone. Got the ball down to Morrison in the count in the corner. Gives it to Cronodal, and Cronodal's going to be fouled as he makes the move toward the bucket. See if they call that on the floor or on the shot. Looks like they're going to call it on the shot. That'll be number 11. That is Tristan Duncan. That'll be his third of the game. Colby Cronodal going to the free throw line. Normally a very good free throw shooter. The first one here is up. Rolls off the side of the rim. No good. Sorry about that, Colby. I must have jinxed it. Cronodal, only 2 points in the ballgame. They were both from the free throw line. Well, he is now 2 for 3. And trying to go 3 for 4 here. That one looks good. It is. Nailed it. Cronodal, first points of the second half for the Alton Comets, and it's now 41-13. Alton with the big lead. Comets here, a little half-court trap. Summersville gets through it. Got the ball down low to Beavers. Beavers with a shot, no good. Rebound comes out long, taken by Kanan Heck. Heck will push it up the floor for the Comets. Got to Andy Morrison. Morrison out on the wing. Dump pass inside for King. He'll get it down low to Cronodal. Cronodal trying to pass it back out front. Lost it out of bounds. Comets got a little bit too deep down under the bucket that time. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Summersville ball. Again, a little three-quarter court press by Alton. More of a half-court trap, I think. And Hawkins with it. Gets it up across the timeline. And the Comets back off now. Comets really spreading that zone way out on the floor. Here's a give to Duncan. Duncan, turnaround jumper, free throw line. Good. Tristan Duncan hits the turnaround jumper from the free throw line. And Summersville now up to 43-13. Should be 41-15. Yeah, there we go. Alton with the basketball. Cross-court pass goes to Morrison. Morrison penetrates into the lane. A running one-hander is up no good. Canova goes up high for the rebound. Kicks it back out top for Clary. He moves to the free throw line. Shoots too hard. Canova rebounds. Puts it back up. That one's no good. And rebound taken by Hawkins for Summersville. Well, the Comets with three chances from point blank couldn't get it to drop. And Summersville got the ball back. Duncan to the free throw line. Going down the right side of the lane. Goes around Canova. We're going to get a whistle and a foul. That'll be called on Colby Canova trying to block the shot from behind as Duncan went right around him. And then Colby tried to use his 6'9 frame to get up high and block that from behind, but he got him with the body. So Canova picks up his second foul. And Duncan going to the free throw line, he'll shoot two. First one is up and good. Tristan Duncan for Summersville, nice player. He has 12 of his team's 16 points in this game. And another free throw is up. On the right hand, it is good. So Duncan hits both free throws. 1, 2, 3, 4 for 4 from the free throw line for Tristan Duncan. And the Alton Comets with the ball back, leading 41-17. Summersville scored the last 4 points in this third quarter. Alton with it out top. Clary swings on the right side to King. King at the top of the key. Oh, had that poked away, but it's picked up by Kanan Heck. Kanan. Moves, glides on the dribble, feeds it over on the left side, down to Morrison. Back out top of the key to Heck. Now to Eli King, fakes right, steps left, shoots and scores. That's the move right there. Eli King was so good with that move right there last year, and we haven't seen that move much this year. But he pulled it out there, and here's a shot by Duncan. This partially blocked by Cronodal, and then Duncan tried to go get it, keep it from going out of bounds, and he stepped on the inline. Would have been better off let that ball go out of bounds because it would have been off of Kernodal. Alton inbounds the ball. Summersville will have court trap. Comets break up the floor. Got the Kanan Heck. Glides in the lane. Shoots and scores. Kanan Heck with 10. First player in the game in double. Well, actually, not the first player in the game. First player for Alton in double figures. Kanan Heck with 10. Summersville's led by the 13 points of Tristan Duncan. Here's a long shot for the Wildcats off the wing is no good. Rebound, Drew Clary for Alton. Out out to Andy Morrison against the double team. Morrison kicks up to Eli King in the corner. Morrison back out. Or King to Morrison back out. He'll back it out, restart the offense. Alton running to the right side of the floor. Bring it back to the left now to Heck in the corner to Clary. Down to Cronodal. Little baby hook shot is up. Oh, wooden drop. Cronodal gets the rebound. He's too deep under the bucket. His outlet pass is going to be stolen by Summersville. Number 24, John Prisco with a nice defensive play. Now pulls it up, and Summersville will work the offense with 4:35 to play in the third quarter. Prisco gives off to Hawkins. Hawkins takes it down in the right corner, now back out front. On to Duncan, now at the free throw line. Little spin move, trying to get a loose for a shot. Oh, and he somehow got that shot up over Cronodal and got it to go in. Tristan Duncan putting in a show. He's got 15 points in the game, leads all scorers tonight. Summersville, back in the defense. Alton with the basketball. Drew Clary going to shoot a three out of the corner. That is no good. And the rebound taken by the Summersville Wildcats. That is number 24, John Prisco with it. Worked it to the right side of the floor. Now down in the corner for Cook. Cook back out to Hawkins. To Duncan at the elbow. He'll fire the jumper, and it's good. Tristan Duncan with 17 on the line, 17 of the 21 points for Summersville. Alton got some players over ready to take a break whenever we get a break in the action. DeWolf and Ash ready to check in for Alton, but we haven't had a whistle in a while. Here's Drew Clary off the play. He gets a shot up from 18 feet. That's good. You leave Droopy alone from 18 feet, he's going to rip it. 10 points now for Clary. Alton back on top here. The bad pass for Summersville. Ball is loose on the floor. We're going to get a whistle and it's a backcourt violation against the Summersville Wildcats. That'll stop the action and will allow Colby Cronodal to go off the floor. Also, Kanan Heck will check out. Brandon DeWolf and Ben Ash will check in for Coach Norm Hollis and the Alton Comets. Comets lead by 26 points here with 3:11 to go in the third quarter. They bring the ball to the left side of the floor. Morrison on the dribble. Leads it back out top to Clary. Clary down the corner for DeWolf for three, and it's good. And he got a quick trigger. Brandon DeWolf hits a three out of the corner. That makes it 50-21. Summersville with it. Got it to Duncan. Quick shot up over Cronola is no good. And rebound to Drew Clary. Here come the Comets on the break. Got it up to Eli King. Around the defense. All the way to the bucket for the lay-in. That's a pretty move. Looked like there was going to be a big collision as Duncan got back defensively trying to draw the charge. And Eli just stepped right around him and went to the rim for the lay-in. 52-21. Alton now by 31 points. 2:26 to go in the third. Summersville with it. They'll kick it out to Duncan. Around the three-point line. Morrison jumped out on him. They'll give the Hawkins. He worked it down the left side of the lane. We're going to get a whistle and a foul. Going to be a hold against the Alton Comets. And it's on Ben Ash. Well, on Ash will be his second of the game. And substitutions for Alton as Kaysen Kinder, Jed Montgomery are back in. And Summersville works the inbound play down under the bucket. They'll bring it into the lane for Cook. Cook kicks it back outside. Long shot is up. That's no good. Rebound, Ben Ash. For the Alton Comets, here they come. Montgomery feeds it up to Clary. Clary, cross court to Kinder. Free throw line. Jumper is up the rim. No good. The rebound controlled by Summersville. Wildcats down 31. 2 minutes to go in the third. Work the ball up to Hawkins. Hawkins backs it out of the wing. Feeds it cross court for Craig. Craig going to free throw line to Duncan. Duncan, nice spin move down the left side of the lane. Count it, and a foul. Well, this kid can play. Number 11, Tristan Duncan. Get credit for the basket. Give him 19 on the line. He'll shoot for his 20th here from the free throw line. Kinder called for the foul, number 22. Will be his first of the evening. And number 11, Tristan Duncan, looking for his 20th point here from the free throw line with a minute 48 to go in the third quarter. Free throw is up and good. So Duncan with 20, he leads all scorers in the game. And he has scored 20 of the 24 points for Summersville. Alton breaks the full court pressure here. They get the ball up to DeWolf. Kicks it out to Kinder. Kinder to Clary, around to Montgomery. Montgomery on the dribble out top. Leads it on the left side to Clary. Clary to Kinder. Kinder fires a three. It's no good. Rebound goes into the corner and out of bounds. And we'll go to Summersville. Kinder just barely caught the back rim. That ball careened out of bounds in the corner. Substitution now for Alton. Drew Clary goes down to the game as Dalton Sharp will check in. Now the minute 26 to go in the third. Summersville comes the other way down by 28 points. Nope, I'm sorry. Down by, 28 points. Hawkins with it. Takes it to the right side of the floor on the dribble. Gets in the corner. Now down to Duncan. Duncan floats across the lane. Shoots. Blocked. Well, a foul going to be whistled on Dalton Sharp of the Alton Comets. And going to the free throw line again is number 11, Tristan Duncan. 52-24. Alton with a lead. Minute 12 to go in the third. Tristan Duncan looking for his 21st point of the game, and it's good. Duncan will shoot for number 22 here. Been an impressive performance by Tristan Duncan. He has scored 21 of the 25 points for Summersville in this game. We're going to put up another one. That one is good. 22 of the 26. 26-point count at lead now with the basketball. Summersville, little 2-2-1 full-court press. Alton with it in the backcourt. Ben Ash over to Montgomery and now across the timeline to DeWolf. DeWolf backs it back out to Montgomery. Looks into the high post for Ash. They'll get him the ball there. He'll dump it down to Sharp, cutting down the baseline. The ball's intercepted by Summersville. There goes Hawkins all the way to the rim. He gets hammered on the layup. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Comets got back to keep him from shooting the layup. Foul's going to be on number 11. That is Ben Ash, and that's going to be number 3 on Ben. So he may be coming out of this game before long. 49 seconds to go in the third. Game tonight brought to you by Monty's Outdoors in West Plains in the Southern Hills Shopping Center. First free throw for Hawkins is no good. Also, the Corn-Fed Rascal Restaurant on the square in Alton. And Hollis Insurance, Shelter Insurance, Also on the square in Alton, Missouri. Second free throw for Hawkins. No good. Rebound taken by the Alton Comets. 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Alton by 26 with the basketball. Jed Montgomery handles out top. Comets go three across the half-court line. Just going to play catch with it there. Holding looks like for the final shot of the third quarter. DeWolf with it. Back over to Montgomery. Montgomery will feed it down to Kinder. Kinder, one dribble. Feeds it right back to Montgomery. Now over to DeWolf on the right side. Back to Montgomery. Cattle just hold it there. Now the defense comes down. Got to get rid of it with 18 seconds to go in the third. And down to 14 and now 13. And that's about where the Comets will start the offense. Montgomery will give it to DeWolf. DeWolf with 8 seconds. Penetrates. Dumps it down to Ash. Ash to Kinder in the corner for three. That's no good. Rebound Summersville. Race up the floor. Long shot at the buzzer. No good. That'll do it for three quarters. That score 52-26. Alton with a lead over the Summersville Wildcats. We'll be back with our fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you hear the old vendors bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care. Down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most, see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They offer a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, as well as ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
And here we go, set for our fourth quarter of action from the Liberty High School Gym in Mountain View, Birch Street. Alton with the lead, headed to the fourth quarter, 52-26. Summersville actually outscored the Comets, 13-12 in that third quarter. Summersville with the basketball here, they get it down in the corner. Long shot is up and good for Duncan. Are you kidding me? A three out of the quarter, and that's 25 points for Tristan Duncan. 25 of the 29 for Summersville. Summersville again, a little full-court pressure. Comets get it across the timeline. Alton back to the starters on the floor to get this fourth quarter started. Kanan Heck has got it way out front. 7:20 to go in the game. Now give it to Andy Morrison. He'll run it from the point. On to the left side of the floor on the dribble. Fades it back over to the right side to Clary. Clary doubled it down to Eli King. Turnaround jumper in the lane is good. Eli King with a good night tonight. He's in double figures with 10. The fourth Comet in double figures here in the game. Led by Brandon DeWolf with his 12. Three others have got 10 each. Here comes Summersville. Summersville got it down to Fisk, and then Fisk is going to get fouled. Or no foul, ball off the defense and out of bounds. Fisk trying to go down the right side of the lane. Ball was poked away and out of bounds. Oh, Summersville will inbound the ball down under the bucket. Hawkins, the trigger man, brings it into Duncan. Duncan stepped away from the defense. 25 points on the line for Tristan Duncan for Summersville. He feeds the ball over on the left side for Hawkins. Hawkins trying to set something up for him. Gives it back to Duncan on the left side. Duncan, dribble drive to the top of the key. Gives it up to Hawkins. Hawkins, he'll fire a three-pointer. That one is off the back rim, no good. And the rebound goes all the way out of bounds in the corner. It'll be Alton Comet ball leading by 26 points. 6:37 to go in the ball game. Game tonight brought to you in part by Paint Masters Collision Repair and Farm Bureau Insurance. Zach Barton in Alton and Thayer. Comets bring it into the front court. Big lead and the basketball. They can take their time here. Look for a good shot. Ball goes to Eli King. King bounces it down to Clary. Droopy goes cross court with it to Heck. Kanan going down the right side of the lane. Pulls up short jumper. Good. Kanan Heck now with 12. Comets continue to build on their lead. It's up to a 28-point. They got 27-point advantage. 56-29. Summersville, cross-court pass. Got it there to Craig. Craig dumps it in the corner for Fisk. Fisk back out to Craig, cross-court, now to the free-throw line for Duncan. Duncan on the dribble drive, keeps it back outside. Long shot is up, no good. Rebound by Beavers in the corner for Summersville. Hawkins will get it back over to Duncan. Duncan, a little shake and bake, goes around the defense, a little running one-hander, no good. And rebound taken by Eli King for the Alton Comets. Here come the Comets. They'll break it up to Clary. Clary cross-court into the corner for Kane and Heck. Sliding down the baseline, puts up a shot. No, we're going to get a foul. Going to be called on the drive on number 30. That is Patrick Hawkins. And a non-shooting foul. That is the 13th foul in the second half for Summersville. 5:28 to go in the game. They make a substitution here as Hawkins and Duncan both go out. Number 24 checks in, Prisco. And number 10 back in there, Dylan Cook. Alton with the basketball. Out on top is Clary. Clary feeds it to Heck on the right side. Out of King. Left side down the right, left side to the corner for Heck. He puts up another jumper, and it's good. Hitting the 15-footer, Kane and Heck. And that makes it a 29-point game. Summersville with it. Guys up the floor. Oh, and it's poked away and picked up by the Alton Comets. Comets coming, got it down to Clary. Clary is it back out to Morrison with 5 minutes exactly to play in the game. Thomas go down to the right corner for Heck. Kanan, little dribble drive, couldn't get the shot away, feeds it out to King, round the horn to Morrison in the left corner. Back down to Kanan Heck in the right corner. Kanan slides down the baseline, forces up a shot, it's no good. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul. I think they're going to call this on the floor. On number 24, John Prisco will be his third. And be a non-shooting foul. Comets will inbound the ball. And the Comets, Alton Comets, will bring in wholesale change here. All five players that were on the floor out. Five more are in. Landon DeWolf, Jed Montgomery, Kaysen Kinder, Ben Ash, and Dalton Sharp. Inbound play goes to Kinder for three, and it's good. Kinder off the wing. He's got 6 points tonight. He's hit a pair of three-pointers, and the Alton Comets now lead it by 32. And we're officially under the mercy rule. The turbo clock is on. Summersville handles the ball out front. Not familiar with the mercy rule. In time of 30-point lead is gathered. In the fourth quarter, the clock just runs. It will not stop unless there is a timeout call. Summersville working the ball around to the left side. Out cross court. Out down low. They get it to Cook. Cook back outside. Long shot is up. No good. Rebound volleyed up and around. Controlled by Ben Ash for the Alton Comets. So the Comets with a 32-point lead in the ball. Here's Jed Montgomery. Penetrates in the lane. Kicks it out to DeWolf. He'll shoot a 12-footer, and it's good. Just inside the free throw circle. DeWolf, that's the first bucket he's made that was not outside the three-point line. He's got 14 points in the game. Summersville again working around the perimeter. Ooh, almost a steal by Kinder. Summersville controls. Running one-hander is up. Bounces off the rim twice for Prisco and wouldn't drop through. Dalton Sharp with a rebound for Alton. Comets, long pass down the corner to DeWolf for three. That one's off the mark. And rebound control by Summersville. Fast action up and down the floor. Summersville going on the break. Number 22 is Craig going to the bucket. Is going to get fouled. And that'll run a bunch of time off this clock here as the mercy rule is in effect. Number 22, Zach Craig challenges the defender. And the foul is called on Jed Montgomery, number 15, will be his first. Only the 16th foul for the Alton Comets in the second half. The first free throw is up and good for Zach Craig, his first point of the game. Substitution for Summersville as Prisco will go out. Number 11, I'm sorry, that is number 0 checks in, Clayton Brumble. And second free throw is up, no good. Rebounded by Kinder for Alton. 2:40 to play in the game. The Alton Comets are going to advance to the semifinals of the Liberty Boys Invitational Basketball Tournament. They'll play Mammoth Spring in the next round. Alton working the offense, got the ball to Kinder, shot no good. Dalton Sharp for the rebound, back up and in. And now with Dalton Sharp in that bucket, nine different Comets have scored in the ballgame. 1, 2, 3, 4 in double figures. Summersville with the ball, 2 minutes to go. They try to feed it inside. Ball poked away by the defense. And picked up by Summersville. Fisk has got it. He had it taken by DeWolf, who feeds it up the floor to Montgomery for the lay-in. Jed Montgomery got out in front of the defense. And he gets the snowbird. 5 points now for Jed Montgomery. And Alton leads it by 37 with a minute 51 to go. Summersville trying to work it into the lane. They'll feed it on the right side. Now instead on the wing. Now back out, chopping around to Brumble. He'll shoot a long three. That one is off the front rim, no good. Ben Ash with a rebound for Alton. And the Comets have got it back. Montgomery works it up across the timeline. We'll go to the right side of the floor. I'll bring the pass back on the left side to Kinder. Kinder back out to Montgomery. Montgomery penetrates into the lane, going trying to get a shot. He's going to get fouled on the drive. And he'll go to the free throw line and shoot here with a minute 20 to go. Oh, they're going to say no shot. I'm going to call it on the floor. Foul on number 22, Zach Craig, is first. And all will inbound ball with a minute 7 and counting to go. Inbound play goes to DeWolf. Down to the baseline. Kicks it out to Kinder. Top of the key. His three-point shot is no good. And a rebound controlled by Summersville with 57 seconds to play. Summersville Brumble brings up across the timeline, working against Montgomery. Takes it to the elbow. Fires a high arching shot. No good. Rebound Beavers. His shot is blocked. And folks, this will probably end the game. He'll be going to the free throw line. Foul on the Alton Comet. Number 11 has Ben Ash, which will be his fourth of the game. And Beavers will go to the free throw line, and by the time he finishes the free throws, this clock is just about going to be expired. And he misses the first one. Zach Beavers with 2 points in the game. He will shoot another one. This one is good. So Beavers with three, the only player with more than 2 points, other than Tristan Duncan, who has scored 25 of the 31 points for Summersville. Alton gets the ball across the half-court line. They're just going to hold it. And the time will run out. The Alton Comets are going to win this one. A final score of 67-31 over the Summersville Wildcats. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your post-game activities in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to Alton Comet Basketball on the Ecom Sports Network.
If your savings aren't earning high rates, isn't it about time they did? At Alton Bank, we have money market deposit accounts that will meet your needs. Right now, we are running special rates, and we don't want you to miss out on this opportunity. This is a variable rate account where the rate can increase as rates rise. Drop by and we can discuss details and requirements. Let us set you up with an account to make your money grow. Alton Bank, a bank worth changing for, member FDIC.
Let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care. Down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most, see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They offer a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, as well as ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges. Your one stop for conservation. Hunt Brothers Pizza, catering, and more. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
And we're back. We're back here at the Liberty High School talking with Coach Norm Hollis of the Alton Comets, who win this one tonight, 67-31. We were just talking about Tristan Duncan for Summersville. Boy, can play. He had 25 of their 31 points tonight.
Yeah, he was good. He was really good. And it wasn't like some of those shots. I mean, some of them were our breakdowns or whatever and were
right.
Easy.
Yeah. A lot of them were tough. Well, he's getting that ball up over the top of Cronodal in the paint. And that's tough to do.
Yeah, he made some hard shots, and he made a lot of them.
Yes, he did.
You know, I'm impressed with Kid. You know, we just played these guys last week, and he was good over there at their place.
Well, Alton Comets, and we talked last week when we did the ball game over at Alton. You just continue to get better every week. I mean, every time I see it, team's a little better. And like we said the other week, Coach, I mean, 10 deep, and they all score when they come in the ballgame. I mean, Brandon DeWolf tonight was just smoking in the first half.
Yeah. I mean, and we do. We're fortunate. We got some guys, several, that can put it in the basket. And on a night like tonight, there's some of them that didn't make everything, and they think everything is going in, which that's what you want.
Right, sure.
You know, but if the other guys are sticking in the basket the next night, it'll be that guy, you know. So, or that's the way it's been fortunate that way. And it makes it fun for the kids, too. You know, I mean, they come to practice every day. They know they're playing the next game. You know, well, so you got to practice.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm assuming if they don't practice hard, they're not going to play the next day.
Right. Exactly. Because, yeah, we got enough guys to do that, or we do right now, that I feel comfortable with most all the time in most any game. I wouldn't say every situation, but for the most part, yeah. And it just makes it more fun for everybody.
I know coming into this year, we talked, and even before the season started over at Van Buren, and you said, you know, I think it's going to take a while. New coach coming in, new system for the kids to buy into it. Yeah. At this point now, midway point of the year, it seems from the outside looking in, they bought into it.
Yeah, you know, I hope so. It's a hard to, it's a lot of credit to them. I mean, to, you know, we talked about that, Brian, and they, for the most part, we really have. It's a new experience for them, being in this situation as of trying to win tournaments and playing in big games and all that kind of stuff. And it happened really fast, a lot faster than I thought it would, that we think we're supposed to win when we walk out there. And we believe we are, and they should, because we should.
Yeah, more often than not. And I mean, credit to your senior leadership. That's got to be where it comes from.
Exactly. If it doesn't come from them, it ain't gonna happen, you know. So that's those kids. I mean, it's the kind of who they are, and you know, we kind of feel like we're gonna do what we can do and let the chips fall where they may, and care about each other and play as hard as we can, and you know, get where as far as we can in every game, and that's kind of the way they've approached it, and.
I heard a couple of times tonight, and I've heard you do this before in some of the games we've done, that some guys are passing up shots to make a pass. And I hear somebody over there say, shoot it.
Yeah, we are. Well, and part of that is, again, credit to them. We've worked more and more on one more pass, because the ball used to stick with us. Mm-hmm. It still does sometimes. Like, it'll get passed, and then it sticks. And so we're really working on getting the next guy open, the next guy open, and it's giving a little more flow to our offense. And the better the defense, mm-hmm. you know, you kind of got to drive it more to get that going. But anyway, we're passing up some wide open looks, and we're not going to shoot a bunch of threes on one pass. I mean, we're just not. We've
right.
got to get it in the paint.
But when you got a wide open and you're a shooter, you need to
shoot it.
Got to shoot it. So a good balance scoring tonight. I mean, four kids in double figures, a couple others with six apiece, and you're going to the semifinals here in the 49th Annual Liberty Tournament.
Yes.
And you've got the Mammoth Spring Bears.
Yes.
And they can be a handful.
Yes, they can. I'm impressed with them. We played them this summer, and it was a whale of a game. And I know summer doesn't matter. But anyway, I've seen them enough this year that I'm really impressed. It's hard to get them out of what they want to do. I mean, they just kind of, they all handle it good enough, and they all pass it good enough, you know, that they can.
They're going to crash the boards on you.
They try, all of them try to rebound, and that's what you're supposed to do. That's how you win basketball games, and that's why they win games. So it'll be an interesting challenge for us to kind of get back to having to do a little extra on the glass and stuff that we haven't been doing.
And you're going to have to guard on the perimeter, because they got some shooters out there.
And a bunch of them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like, oh, okay, this guy can shoot that guy. You better guard them. You better guard this guy and that guy. That guy shoots it. He shoots it. And then he passed over and that guy shoots it. So it'll be hard. It actually is a hard matchup for him.
Right, so do we know yet? I know it wasn't in the program. We don't
Nobody
know yet
told me
if it's going to be Thursday or Friday. So.
I don't have any idea. I did talk to some administrators last night, and they said don't hold me to it, so I'm not going to tell you what he said. but no, I know nothing.
Okay. All right, thanks, Coach. Appreciate
it. Hey, I appreciate you
home.
Coming. Appreciate
you
guys.
Always glad to be here. It's always fun.
All right. I'll see you Thursday.
Or Friday. Whichever night it is, we'll be here.
Hey, you, can you predict the weather so we'll know?
There might be a little bit of snow. Then again, there might not.
That's it. Play it safe.
That's my Black and Deck official forecast.
All right.
Thanks, Coach Norm Hollis of the Alton Comets. Folks, Comets winning again tonight, 67-31. Led in the scoring department this evening by Brandon DeWolf and Caden Heck. They each had 14. 10 apiece for Drew Clary and Eli King. Now, 3 points for Colby Kernodle, 2 for Dalton Sharp, 6 for Kaysen Kinder, 5 for Jed Montgomery, and 2 for Ben Ash. All right, we're going to wrap it up right here. Alton Comet basketball on the Econ Sports Network tonight has been brought to you by Molly's Outdoors of West Plains, the Corn Fred Rascal on the Square in Alton, Hollis Insurance, Shelter Insurance, Mel Hollis in Alton, Simpson's True Value, Alton Auto Parts, the Fuel Express, the Alton Bank, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton, and Paintmasters Collision Repair. I'm Redbone Mike Crace for Hayden back in the studio. Till next time, have a good time. Alton Comet Basketball tonight, a presentation of Ecom Sports Network.
It's the place there's no place else like. Home. It's a circle of chairs around your fire pit where all the DU remembers get passed around like bowls of ice cream. It's bacon and eggs in the skillet, crackling along with the laughter.
At Shelter Insurance, we don't just insure your home, we insure all the memories that live inside it. Ask your agent for details. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Make room for spring at Monty's Outdoors. Stock up and save 30% on wintertime essentials like gloves, beanies, and Under Armour cold gear base layers. Save 40% on Columbia fleece, vest, and Omni Heat coats. And take 40% off insulated camo. Check out the newest arrivals from Costa, Smartwool, PFG Rainwear, and find a new favorite PFG hat. Over 300 to pick from, starting at just $19. It's time to make room for spring at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.